Hi, this is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, even though there are many toxic chemicals around us in consumer products and the environment, and it seems like every place we look, things are toxic. There are actually many, many, many toxic-free products and things, and many, many people who are working on making the world a safer place to live. You know, I have been doing this radio show now for, I think this is week four, and I look back at the archives of people that have been guests on the show, and I look forward at the huge list of people that I have waiting to book. And I just look at this and I think there are so many people doing so much to make the world less toxic that how can we not eventually do it? There's so many resources available to you. On my website, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look across the top of the page. There's all kinds of links to different parts of my sites. But also go to my guest websites. Go to just look around and look at how much is being done in the world. It's really very, very, very encouraging. Today we're going to talk about essential oils and how they're different from toxic fragrance and how they can be beneficial to your health. But first I want to tell you about something that happened over the weekend. A lot of what we're talking about on this show is change, and I'm asking you to change things. And I know even in my own life it's difficult to make changes, especially if we think we need to hold on to things. And I've talked about this before, and I know I'll talk about it again. But I want to tell you about something that happened over the weekend that just, again, encouraged me that it's okay to make change. And that is my telephone broke. Now, of course, being an author and a consultant and a radio talk show host, having a telephone is essential. And one of the things that I need on my phone is a timer, a call timer, so that when I'm doing consultations, I don't have to sit there with a separate clock and it just times it. A few years ago, the last time I needed a new phone, there was only one phone that I could find that had a timer, and it took me a long time to find it. And I had to make a choice between having a call timer and caller ID, and then speakerphone didn't work, but I needed my call timer. Well, this time when the phone broke, I went, oh, no, no, no. Now I have to go through all this again. And then I just looked online, and in about 5 minutes, I found a phone that not only had a call timer and caller ID and a speakerphone and any other feature that I could possibly want, but it was only $20. And I ordered it. I had it delivered overnight. And I just love this phone. It is the best phone that I've ever had. And so here I went from a crisis of having to make a change to being willing to make a change and saying, well, let's go out there and see what there is, and finding that I was delighted that I was forced to make a change. And this is kind of where we are with toxics, where a lot of us have things, well, not me anymore, but I know a lot of you listening and people out in the world have things that are harming their health and their ability to think and spiritual awareness and harming the environment or harming their children. But in order to handle that, there needs to be a change. So I just want you to have this example of, I made a change and it turned out for the better, and you can do that too. So our guest today is Jackie McLaughlin. And she is an independent distributor for Young Living Essential Oils. As a natural health enthusiast, she has a passion for helping others find more natural ways to create and sustain better health without harmful ingredients often found in commonly used products. Now, I've been working on looking for products for many years that don't have toxic chemicals in them. Jackie has been very interested in the specific alternative of using essential oils that have beneficial effects. She's currently taking a 300-hour curriculum to become a certified clinical aromatherapist. And so we're going to learn all about natural fragrances and how they can help us today. Thanks for being on the show, Jackie.
Thanks, Deborah. It's really a pleasure to be here. It's a very beautiful day here in Western North Carolina, and I look forward to our little chat today.
Me too. And I love Western North Carolina. It's just such a beautiful place. Please tell us how you got interested in learning about toxic chemicals and safer alternatives.
Okay. Well, you know, like most people, I just sort of rocking along in the world like everybody else does, not thinking too much about the products that I was using and the effects that they might have on me. And I had a lot of problems with allergies, and I had a lot of, I found out that I actually had a thyroid condition, an autoimmune thyroid condition that I don't know. You know, they never know what brings things on, but
yeah.
A lot of the products that have chemicals in them are endocrine disruptors, and
yes.
The thyroid is an endocrine gland, so that's sort of where my interest got piqued, if you will.
And go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was at the time I was living in Texas, and I still am in Texas, a certified massage therapist. So I was working with clients with health, you know, and feeling good and making their body pains go away. And one of my friends told me, well, if you're ever going to use essential oils in your body work, you really should use Young Living because they really are the best. And I said, okay, so I got some, and I had no idea what I had. So they kind of sat on the shelf, and I didn't do much with them. And then one day, who knows, you know, the universe sort of tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, you need to look at this stuff. So I started experimenting with it and reading about it and learning about it, and I started incorporating the oils into my sessions, and I could not believe the changes that were happening for people. So that really got my attention.
Well, what kind of changes? Tell us about those.
Well, you know, where I had worked with people and helping with chronic pain, you know, we could get things moving and get relief, but it usually would come back. I learned to do raindrop therapy, which is using specific oils predominantly on the spine, and unbelievable things were happening for people. Their chronic disc disease was literally going away, and they had no more pain. They were totally functional. They were able to get back to their daily lifestyle and do all the things that they love to do. And it's a very powerful oils application that can just boost the immune system. I would use those oils when the flu was, you know, going around. Instead of taking medications, I would use essential oils that are antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and was able to keep my health when everybody around me was sick. And as far as my allergies, I used to have to take allergy shots. I used to take medications for allergies. And when I discovered Young Living's lavender oil, all that stopped. Lavender oil is actually a natural antihistamine. And if I start to have allergy symptoms, I just start using my lavender, either rub it under my nose. If my eyes are itching, I'll put a little bit in my hand and cup my hand over my eyes and just let the fumes go in, and it'll stop the itching. I can even put it in a capsule and take it, because Young Living oils are therapeutic grade, which is a little different, actually quite a lot different than the perfume grade oils that you typically see in health food stores or on the market.
So what's the difference between a perfume grade and a therapeutic grade? It's processed probably in a different way. I actually don't know very much about essential oils, because from my background, one of the things that I was very allergic to in the past was perfume. And so I was around people, and still am, but in the early days, there was a general assumption that if you had reactions to a fragrance, that it didn't matter if it was synthetic or natural. This is before anybody talked about aromatherapy.
Right.
And so I just tried to stay away from everything. And I remember the day when I went into a store in San Francisco where you could put your own scent in your shampoo. And we'll talk more about this after
okay.
the break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Jackie McLaughlin. She is a distributor for Young Living Essential Oils and has lots and lots of experience as in the natural health field as a massage therapist and different things. And we were talking before the break about, let me give you her website, which is oil-essentials with an S .com, oil-essentials.com. And my website is toxicfreetalkradio.com, where you can read her bio, and the link is right there. Before the break, we were talking about many years ago, before we knew anything about aromatherapy, and I was first being sensitive to toxic chemicals, the whole point was to avoid anything that had a fragrance, and that there wasn't a distinction between artificial fragrances made out of toxic chemicals and natural essential oils, which could have benefits. And I was about to say that I remembered the first day that I walked into a store in San Francisco where they had various products like shampoo and lotion and things like that, where you could scent them with any scent that you wanted, and they were all essential oils. And I thought, hallelujah. And it was like I went from feeling like I could never have a fragrance again, like I just needed to shut down my entire sense of smell, to feeling like here were some natural fragrances that I could try. And what I found was that I could use vanilla as a fragrance. I could use mint as a fragrance. And vanilla mint shampoo was my favorite for a long time. Those two scents just smell wonderful together. And then I added lavender and different things. And then we started hearing about aromatherapy, and I saw, well, there could be some benefits. So tell us the difference between an artificial fragrance and a perfume essential oil that you might buy at the natural food store versus a therapeutic essential oil such as you have with Young Mind.
The artificial fragrances, first of all, are mostly synthetic, and that's the reason that so many people have sensitivities to them, is they come from petrochemical products and things like that.
Yeah.
Essential oils that are not the therapeutic grade, like Young Living, also are all about fragrance and not necessarily about the chemistry that makes them have a therapeutic benefit. So you may find an oil in a health food store that says 100% pure, and it smells just like lavender, let's say, and so you buy it and you think you have a product that's safe to use on your body and in your body, and you look closely at the label and it'll have a warning. It'll say for external use only, or, you know, something along those lines. Where Young and the reason they have those warnings is because they do use some chemicals in their distillation process sometimes, or maybe you have paraffin in it, which is very bad for you. So they have to put those warnings on. Where Young Living is completely different is they don't use any chemicals whatsoever in the processing of the oil. They don't add anything to it. And each and every plant has a different requirement for distillation. So most perfume-grade oils, they just distill it long enough to get the fragrance they want, and they're done. With Young Living oils, every plant has a different requirement to get the full symphony of oils out of it, or not oils, the full symphony of components out of it to create that synergy that gives it a therapeutic benefit.
So could you say the difference is somewhat akin to like a whole food would have all the nutrients as opposed to just a single nutrient that might be synthesized in a factory? And you're talking about like whole oils that have all the components that you would find in the plant.
Correct. And most oil companies don't go to that trouble. They don't care about getting the full cacophony of components. All they want is the smell. Well, if you get the smell, that's nice for your potpourri or whatever, but it's not going to give you necessarily a therapeutic benefit. And that's where Young Living is completely different than the rest of the companies on the market. And when you talk about harmful chemicals in the home, Young Living created an oil blend called Thieves, which was named in honor of the 15th century thieves in Europe that were robbing the dead bodies of the plague. and nobody would touch the bodies because it was so contagious. Well, they captured the thieves and told them to give up their secret and they'd spare their lives or whatever. And so they told them, you know, we're spice traders and we're using the oils from these plants because they're antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, etc. So Gary Young, the founder of Young Living, took that information that he got when he was traveling in Europe and studying in the ancient archives there, and took it home and created Thieves Oil, which was an essential oil blend, which was so successful at killing germs and viruses and bugs and so forth that they created an entire line of products from that one oil. So we also, in addition to having essential oils, we have personal care products. So there's a Thieves household cleaner that is so toxic-free you could drink it. There's Thieves mouthwash. There's Thieves toothpaste. There's Thieves antiseptic spray. Thieves antibacterial hand sanitizers. And that's one. That's a big one. The hand sanitizers, I think all of them just about on the market, have something in them called triclosan. Triclosan was originally created as a pesticide. And it is a very nasty product that can cause a lot of health problems. So people go around using these hand sanitizers, carry them in their purse, and they're using them all day long, and they're harming their health.
Well, we should say that it's very easy for toxic substances to go in through your skin. I think a lot of people grew up thinking that a poison is something that you need to drink.
Right.
But actually, if you put any kind of toxic chemical on your skin, it's actually worse than drinking it because it goes straight through your skin, into your bloodstream, and throughout your body in seconds.
In seconds.
Whereas
yeah,
if you put
right.
it in your stomach, it gets slowed down by fat and food and other things that are in your digestive system.
Right.
But you put it on your skin and it goes straight into your body. So it's even more important to be careful about what you put on your skin and what you're breathing than
yeah.
it is even what you're putting directly in your body through eating it or drinking it. So that's a really important thing. We're going to need to go to break, but after the break, we'll hear more about your products.
Okay.
I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here with Jackie McLaughlin, a Young Living essential oils distributor. Her website is oil-essentials.com, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here today talking with Jackie McLaughlin, who is an independent distributor for Young Living Essential Oils. Her website is oil-essentials.com, and you can go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com, and you can see her beautiful picture there and her bio and the link to her website. Before the break, we were talking about some of the products that are made from the aromatherapy therapeutic grade oils that she sells. But before we get back to hearing about those, I just want to mention something that I wrote in my book, Home Safe Home, some years ago. I was cleaning out some books that belonged to my great aunt, and I found a book from 1927 called The Mystery and Lure of Perfume. And in it, in my book Home Safe Home, I quoted a section from it where they found in Paris that the women who were working in the flower district and also working with essential oils, distilling the oils for perfume and things, that they had less illness than other people in the general population. And from observing that in the people who were working with flowers, there was then a study which was done at the Pasteur Institute in Paris and other places, and the results of these experiments showed that the substances in the essential oils did kill. Just as Jackie's been talking about, the Institut Pasteur, way back at the beginning of the 20th century, showed that these were antibacterial substances. And the one, the oils that they found to be most effective for disinfectants were cinnamon, thyme, French geranium, Indian verbena, lavender, patchouli, angelica, juniper, sandalwood, and cedar. So when I heard, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's interesting, too, that according to Dr. Jean Valnet, vaporized oil of lemon can kill meningococcus bacteria in 15 minutes. It can kill typhoid bacilli in 1 hour, Staphylococcus aureus in 2 hours, pneumococcus bacteria in 3 hours, and even a 0.2% solution of lemon oil can kill diphtheria bacteria in 20 minutes and inactivate tuberculosis. That's just lemon oil.
Yes, and the world is full, nature is full of all of these things. You know, I went on a nature walk once, and I was told that if you touch something and say you get a rash, like stinging nettles or something, the remedy is always within a certain radius of the plant.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It's like nature is so wondrous and is put together in such a way to support health. And instead of learning more about that as a culture, what we've chosen to do is embrace this whole artificial, synthetic, toxic world.
Right, and not and now we have all kind of diseases to go with it.
Yes, we do. And it's a product of lifestyle. It's a product of choice.
It is.
And this is one of the reasons why once I got to the point where, as a modern consumer, many years ago, I looked around and I said, wait a minute, I'm consuming all these toxic products. There must be something else. And I discovered that there was this whole other world. And since then, I really have been looking to nature to see, well, how does nature guide us and what kind of gifts does nature have for us? It's not just about being not toxic. It's about embracing this whole other idea that there are life-affirming things all around us. So tell us more about your products.
Well, Deborah, we have a full line of products. We have more essential oils than any other company because we've been doing it for so long. Of course, ours are the better quality than anybody else's. But out of that, we've created a whole line of other products to help people get away from those toxic products. Dr. Sandra Steingraber wrote a book called Raising Elijah, and she writes in there that well-informed futility refers to a particular kind of learned helplessness. Basically, she's saying that the more knowledgeable we are about a problem existing, the more we're filled with paralysis and we can't act. It's almost as if we become immune. And she says, in this case, the action is too easy. We just need to change our buying habits. So Young Living created a full line of products to help people get away from those toxic, chemical-laden products. So we have body lotions and bath gels and shampoo and all those personal care products. They make them that are toxic-free with essential oils in them. And then we have a full line of supplements. We have, as I mentioned earlier, the oral care. We have the toothpaste and the mouthwash and even dental floss with essential oils on it, with the thieves oil on it. A full line of products, deodorants, you name it, anything that you would use in your body or on your body, Young Living has something for everyone so that we can get away from the toxic products just by changing our buying habits.
What would you say to somebody, especially who is chemically sensitive, and I'll just interject here that there are people who cannot tolerate any fragrances or any toxic chemicals because of their particular damage that has occurred to their body.
Yes.
And that's different from somebody who is has basically healthy,
right,
but that they want to be not getting sick from toxic chemicals.
Right. Well, first of all, I would say that lots of cleansing would be in order. And
well,
supporting the liver.
But my question was, what would you say to them with regard to using aromatherapy products?
Well, if it's the quality that Young Living has, it should be safe. Now, if they're really toxic, they could have a detoxing reaction, which would be the oils are bringing those toxins out. So mm-hmm. sometimes people that are very toxic can get a rash from using the oil. It doesn't mean they're allergic to it. It means it's pulling. The oils actually digest these petrochemicals and pull them out. If you take a drop of lemon oil as an example.
Oh, tell me more about that. How does that work?
If you take a drop of lemon oil and put it in a styrofoam cup, it'll eat right through it.
Wow.
And so you don't want to put lemon oil in your water if you're drinking water out of styrofoam.
Wow.
So, yes, the oils will go in and they will just break up these petrochemicals that are stored in the body. And we actually even have some of the other distributors in Young Living have experimented with ways to get rid of cellulite and fat, because the fat stores toxins to protect your organs. So
yeah.
if people have problems with weight, oftentimes it has to do with the toxins in their body.
I found that too. And I hear my music cue that we need to go to the break. you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat. We're here with Jackie McLaughlin talking about the many benefits of essential oils. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat, and I'm here with my guest, Jackie McLaughlin, who is an independent distributor for Young Living Essential Oils. Her website is oil-essentials.com, and my website is toxicfreetalkradio.com. You can go to my website and find out more about Jackie and click right through to her website. Before the break, we were talking about how essential oils, therapeutic-grade essential oils, can actually break up toxic chemicals in your body, and I want to hear more about that, Jackie.
Okay, well, if they are the therapeutic-grade type, like Young Living's, and they don't have warning labels on them that say you can't take them internally, then you can. I like to drink lemon oil in my water and just drink it all day long. It makes the water taste great, and it also helps me. There are many other ways you can use essential oils. If you're not sure where to put an oil, or put it on the bottom of your feet. As you mentioned earlier, it'll go through the skin and through the body within seconds. In minutes, it'll be permeated throughout the entire body. And because it's natural, these oils just seem to know where to go and what needs addressing. So they just interact with your chemistry, with your body, and take care of things naturally, and no side effects. So that's the best part.
So how would one know, obviously, I mean, how many essential oils do you have available?
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds. So, if I were to come to you,
I'd say somewhere in the number of 240. That's a ballpark.
Okay, so if I were to come to you and say I want an essential oil, how would we know which one I should have?
Well, we would talk about what you want it for, and there's a reference book. There's actually a couple of reference books that I recommend when people want to start using essential oil. One of them is called The Reference Guide for Essential Oils by Connie and Alan Higley. And the other one is the Essential Oils Desk Reference. Fifth edition is the latest one. And the Higley book is the 12th edition. And you could just look up anything. And, you know, if you had headaches, you could look up headaches, and it would tell you which oils could be good for headaches, or that kind of thing. And so
you would just start trying, like, maybe there's three oils or something that could help headaches, and you would just try taking whichever one.
And there are different ways to use them. You might take them internally, or you might use them topically. You might even just diffuse them in your home or office. So there's a lot of different ways. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They would go in your body by the methods that you see. I've never used these. I mean, of all the things, I've tried so many things, but I've never tried essential oils. And I think it's because, going back to what I was talking about earlier in the show,
it's amazing how many times I have that happen, Deborah, where somebody will say, "Well, I can't use essential oils because smells bother me." Well, they bother me too. I can't go into a candle store or a Bed Bath and Beyond place where all they have all those lotions and scented products that gives me a headache as soon as I walk in the door. But that's not, we're not talking about the same kind of thing. So you just have to help people understand that even though it does have a fragrance, it doesn't have the chemicals in it that are going to give you the problems. And that's where it's not the perfume that bothers them. It's the way they made the perfume. It's the chemicals that's in it.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
But there are a lot of different ways you can use them, as I said, and it depends on what it is you need. So when people are really serious about wanting to use essential oils to improve their lives, I teach classes. I consult with people over the phone. I talk to them one-on-one. But the bottom line is I refer them to resources that can help them educate themselves and figure out, you know, what's the right plan for them, because everybody's different. And
one
oil will maybe work for headaches for one person, and a different oil will work for headaches for another person, because maybe your headaches are hormone-related or maybe they're stress-related. So you different oils are going to be helpful for, depending on why you have that headache.
Well, tell me specifically, like, I know a lot of people listening have thyroid problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's very common for people who are sensitive to toxic chemicals. The thyroid seems to be affected because it's just so, you know, it's one of those endocrine things, and it can be affected by fluoride, and it, you know, it's just, it can be affected by lack of iodine. There's so many things. Mm-hmm. So let's just take that as an example of what might be some things that people could try for thyroid.
Well, for thyroid, believe it or not, clove could be a good oil. Myrtle is another oil. Young Living has a wonderful blend that they created just for endocrine glands called Endoflex. And that's probably a favorite for thyroid and adrenals and any kind of endocrine gland. There are also other blends you could create yourself with lemongrass and myrrh, or trying to think just off the top of my head, peppermint, spearmint, all of those can be helpful to thyroid, depending on whether you get hyperthyroid or hypothyroid. And then Young Living also has a supplement that they created called Thyromin, which helps the thyroid. It supports it. So lots of different possibilities there.
Good. I'm trying to remember, I took a look at your website actually some months ago, and I'm trying to remember different things that I saw on there. Doesn't Young Living, they have their own farms or something?
Yes.
Like, can you tell us more about where these oils come from?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that makes Young Living, you know, by far and away superior to other companies, because we do have our own farms. We have farms on four continents, and we have farms in Idaho, we have farms in France and Utah and Ecuador, and now we even have one in Salalah, Oman, where we're growing frankincense. And Young Living tries to grow as much of their own plants as they can, and then they do their own distillation with very stringent guidelines and testing, and every batch is tested. And like I said earlier, you know, every plant is distilled differently, because every plant, to get the full symphony of components out of that oil, one may have to be distilled for 6 hours and another one may have to be distilled for 23 hours. And so Gary Young when he finds a new plant, which he's done, he's discovered plants and distilled oils no one else has ever distilled. They started distilling Idaho blue spruce, and no one in the world has ever distilled that before, and they're having incredible results with that in the research that they're doing. So, but, you know, they check every 15 minutes when they're distilling a plant, when they first start distilling it, to see when they get the full benefits and when it goes past that and starts to destroy them. Nobody else in the world goes to that kind of trouble in their distillation. Most companies are actually brokers, and they just buy oil from big brokers all over the world and stick their own label on it. Young Living.
Well, that's kind of the way it is with vitamins and minerals and all kinds of products. I mean, in fact, this is one of, I think this is a really important point, because one of the big problems that consumers have is that most products, the people who assemble them, they're not even manufactured, they're just kind of assembled.
Yep.
And the people who assemble them don't know anything about where the material came from.
Exactly.
That it just arrives in, you know, a barrel or a box or something. And one of the things about Young Living and other companies like Touchstone Essentials, which we've talked about, they are actually growing the plant material and have control over every single step. You can go to Jackie's website and they have a whole process they call seed to seal, where they plant the seed, they cultivate the plant, they distill it, they test it, and they put it in the bottle. They know everything that's going on.
The other important thing about that, Deborah, is the seed itself. Many companies are now using, you know, modified seeds or hybrid seeds, and Young Living never uses hybrid. They use the real deal. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago in France, they had a virus or a fungus or something that literally wiped out all their lavender fields. It destroyed them. And they said, you know, they actually came to convention at Young Living last year and spoke on the stage about all their gratitude towards Gary Young, because Gary trained in France with the experts over there about distillation and so forth. And they are getting their seeds from Young Living to reestablish their crops in France. And Gary is donating the seeds to help them get reestablished in France.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. Well, Jackie, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I've learned some things about essential oils and aromatherapy that I didn't know, and I'm glad that I do know it now. And I think the work that you're doing is great. And I do want people to know, I have been saying, independent distributor, independent distributor. And, you know, I know that some people have less than kind thoughts about independent distributors. But, you know, I want people to know that there are businesses in the world where you can be doing something good and something non-toxic and be helping people live less toxically and make money. So we'll be back tomorrow with another wonderful guest. I'm Deborah Lindad. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio.